Sonoma Clean Energy is the name given to an initiative now being studied by county officials that could marshal the funds that area residents pay for electricity to proactively create and support renewable sources of power. Woody Hastings, Renewable Energy Implementation Manager for the Climate Protection Campaign, explains that's a term that's easier to understand than the more technical community choice aggregation.
Community choice meaning that it will provide a choice in our energy supply. Right now we have one supplier, PG&E, and this will open it up to choice. And the aggregation part refers to the fact that you would be aggregating the ratepayers, the folks that pay an electric bill. You redirect the money that currently goes to PG&E to this new public entity, and that revenue is used to procure cleaner power and to build clean power.
Here in Sonoma County, Hastings adds, the opportunities to develop alternative sources of renewable power are abundant.
Certainly the solar and wind that folks are familiar with, but this is an agricultural county, so we also have a lot of potential to generate electricity from agricultural waste in things called biogas digesters that produce methane that you can use to create electricity. We also have access to the coast and potential marine-based resources. And we also, of course, have the geysers in the northeast part of the county that, according to the experts, some excess capacity there that could be tapped.
In principle, Sonoma Clean Energy is the same idea that Marin County implemented as their Marin Energy Authority 2.5 years ago. A feasibility study currently underway is due to reach our county supervisors early this fall. Hastings says the concept has already been examined at some length by the Climate Protection Campaign, which sees enormous benefits in it.
We took a look at community choice a long time ago and identified CCA as a means of achieving greenhouse gas reductions on the order of 50% to 70% in a relatively short rollout time frame of 5 to 7 years.
That potential upside also extends well beyond those significant greenhouse gas reductions.
We're talking about actually building physical infrastructure in Sonoma County that would involve economic activity and hiring and all that kind of thing. So we see it as an overall benefit in that respect as well. If you're an investor, you want to diversify. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So in Sonoma County, we would be developing a far more resilient energy security.
Community choice aggregation is a hybrid business model, a public-private partnership that focuses exclusively on power generation, leaving the delivery, billing, grid management, and other aspects of the energy business in the hands of PG&E. Although the utility first supported this new approach when the enabling legislation was passed in 2002, it has fought hard against it in several instances since.
They opposed it in the San Joaquin Valley, in Marin, in San Francisco as well. We've been told recently that they are changing their approach and not looking to obstruct the establishment of Sonoma Clean Power. We would like to believe them on that, and so we're hoping we can have a collaborative relationship.
While some CCA operations have been able to reduce electricity costs, Hastings says that's not one of the stated goals here. The initial hope is to simply match existing power prices while converting to more renewable sources. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.